The purpose of this interview is that so you guys in America get to know John Evans, because he's now your neighbour, and it's very important there's a connection here, because we're an international family, aren't we? And your nearest neighbours are in Mexico and in Brazil. So I'm going to... Here's John.
Hola, buenos dias.
Yes, and buenos dias from me as well. Right. So, John, you're an Englishman, but 43 years ago, you flew across to the Americas?
1979, yeah. When I was 20 years
so
old.
So can you tell us what happened there? What brought you to this part of the world?
Well, I was saved when I was 15 out of a very totally irreligious family. When I was 20, I went to Mexico to do 5 months as part of my degree to kind of perfect my Spanish. And then I felt God speak to me there to stay. So I went back home, said goodbye, and stayed in Mexico. That's basically it, yeah.
Okay, so stayed in Mexico is a bit of an abbreviation. Do you want to tell us what happened whilst you were staying in Mexico?
Okay, well, so I studied at a Bible school there, and I met Flor, my wife, and we got married. We have two Mexican children. And then eventually I stayed on in the church, which was linked to the Bible school, and eventually after some years became the leader of that church, which is when we linked up with... what was New Frontiers through Ray. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was quite a big connection with Ray.
Yeah, I mean, right in the early days when I began to lead the church was basically a mess. And so Ray was extremely helpful, helping us kind of sort things out, you know, traveling 4 times a year even to kind of help us. But God gave us grace, and it turned around, and the church is, you know, it grew, prospered, planted out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how we first met. I remember coming out with Ray way back and meeting you then.
Yeah, Ray used to take teams out, and we met in Mexico.
That's
yeah.
Right. So it was that wonderful, bringing teams across, getting to know people, networking. Very special to you.
Yeah, indeed. It was great to have, you know, the contact, because in Mexico we're obviously a long way away, so it's great to have real contact and meet guys from England and from other parts of the world, make friends, and for it to be real. So if we're going to be a movement, which is a family, then we need to be real friends.
Yeah. Right. Now, as this is a quick interview, we move swiftly on.
Yes, quick.
Yeah. So about 8.5 years ago, God spoke to you and Flor. And
yeah, so after leading El Camino Church for about 20 years, God spoke to us to plant out into the city in Guadalajara. So he planted out another church, which is called The Ark. And then after 4 years, we felt God calling us to Brazil. We had some contact in Brazil, but we felt God calling us to Brazil to plant a church in Rio de Janeiro. Mm-hmm. And so we handed the church over, the Ark, and went to Brazil, where we were for 8.5 years. And we've just returned to Mexico 3 months ago, handed the church over in Rio to a younger guy. And so we're just getting back into the groove in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a very courageous step to take, to learn Portuguese, to establish that new work.
Yeah, but I like that. I enjoy that. That wasn't the difficult part for me. But yeah, we learned Portuguese.
So tell us about Rio Vivo Church that you're leaving behind in Brazil. What place are they in now?
And okay, so Rio Vivo, Igreja Cristã, that's the name. And it's a small church. It wasn't easy in Brazil, so it's not a large church, but it's healthy. You know, most people say, well, I've got people, I need more leaders. And I would say, well, we've got tons of leaders, but we just need a few more people. But it's full of potential. The guy who's leading it now is Michael. He's an English guy that we met in Mexico, actually. And he's married a Brazilian, and he's got a good team with him. And it's doing really well. They've opened the premises up to do English classes for the community, and they're seeing people come in on Sundays, and the church is beginning to grow in a new way. So it's really encouraging. I was there recently, and I was very encouraged by what I saw. So so that's great news.
And that building itself is part of the international offering that we took up as a family.
Yeah, that's being part of Regions Beyond really changed the life of the church. We were kind of out on a limb. We were, you know, in Brazil, away from everybody, really, and kind of in another corner of the world. Because New Frontiers only has, like, 2 churches in the whole of South America. It's like the forgotten continent of New Frontiers. So there's 1 church in Bolivia, and there's Rio Vivo in Rio. So we were kind of out of it, but linking up to Regions Beyond was great for us. It made being part of a family real. because we used to talk about new frontiers, and but people didn't understand. It didn't really work for us. And then link out with Steve and Ray again and yourself. People have been really blessed. And we've been blessed financially with help to rent the premises and the building, and that's made a huge difference for us.
Yeah. I know the last 4 years, as you've been part of Regions Beyond, has been very significant.
Yeah, it's been incredibly encouraging. It was lonely in Brazil, to be honest, you know, getting this church planted and kind of in a corner. And so we did feel lonely. I've never felt as lonely in my life, to be honest. But being part of this family has turned it around for us. So we're excited, and the people there are excited, and they feel very much part of what is going on around the world.
Mm-hmm. And then 2 years ago, some folks came down from the States to visit, didn't they?
Yeah, we had John Meek and Ben Rittner come and visit us, and that was great. Mm-hmm.
And now, God's spoken to you again. You've moved back from Rio, back to Guadalajara.
Yeah, well, we felt it was time to move back. Our job was done. And so, when I went back now, things I've been praying for years are now happening. So I just had to leave, you know, just leave to make it all kind of actually happen. But that's fine. That's wonderful, isn't it? That's what we want. So we felt it was time to go back, and we're working in Guadalajara. We have two established churches as part of Regions Beyond Family, which is El Camino and Renacimiento. And then we have another church plant, which has recently linked up with us.
And Ray and Josh have just been down to visit.
Ray and Josh have just been to visit to kind of re-establish those links with the Mexican churches, and it was great. They were a great blessing. And there's a future, so you know, for us to work together.
What are your dreams for the future? Now you've just arrived back.
Yeah, we've just arrived.
As you look over the horizon, what are you praying and hoping for?
Well, we're wanting to see obviously these churches well established. And we want to see more churches planted. The big need we have in Mexico is actually to see leaders trained. So my major brief is to help the guys train new leaders. So as we do that, then obviously we'll see new churches planted and God do new things. And God for open up other places in the nation, not just Guadalajara. And hopefully we'll see God do stuff in other nations in South America. So, you know, we pray for Argentina. We'd love to see something in Buenos Aires. And other places around, or even over to Spain, you know, wherever they speak Spanish or Portuguese, yeah, we're up for it.
So here we are in the States. This is your first visit to this part of the world in Northwest States. How do you see the relationship developing? What's your heart for that?
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to come. It's a bit different here, you know. They shoot their meat here, you know. Yeah, my first experience here was going with Josh to register a bear. He pulled out of the boot of his car, you know, or what you call it in America? The trunk, yes. And yes, bear skin. And so it's all very different, but it's great. But it's great to be here, yeah. I can eat the meat. I don't have to kill it. Anyway, so the question was, yeah.
I've forgotten the question now, John.
What are our dreams for the future? Well, we'd love, obviously, the churches in Mexico would love to be part of, we want the Regions Beyond Family to be real to them as well. So it's only three churches at the moment, so it would be great to link up with the churches here and in a reciprocal way help each other to just see God's kingdom advance here and in other places in the world. So that's what we want.
How can the churches here help you?
Well, you can pray for us and pray that God will give us gospel success, gospel advance in Mexico and in Brazil. You can pray that God will raise up leaders, which is what we desperately need more of. And pray for finance, which Flora and I actually need.
Very important,
yeah, because we've come back and we don't have any real finance at the moment. So that's important. And
if people want to know more, is there a website or can you give out your email address?
No, there's no website, I'm afraid.
Email address, are you happy to?
Yeah, you can have my email address, johnfloorbrazil@gmail.com.
Yeah, so if you want to keep in touch, you can see John later and get that address, keep in touch.
Yeah.
Do you do a newsletter that we can receive or anything like that?
Not at the moment, Trevor, no.
Well, can I suggest you do one then?
Oh, yes, thank you, Trevor.
It's okay.
Would you like to suggest anything else? I've just got back.
Well, just to wind this counselling session up.
Okay.
Give us three things that we should be praying.
I have a suggestion box, so you can all put that in.
you want to give us three things that people can take away, share with their churches, pray with their small
groups?
Well,
pray for, as I said, you know, we need to pray for gospel advance and for leaders. That really is the key for us, leaders. But that's it. Those are the two major things.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, can we commend John to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do pray for him and Floor. Do pray for the work in Mexico. Do pray for what's happening in Rio de Janeiro, because these are small works at the moment. But we're believing that God's going to do great things in Latin America. And you guys here have a very special part to play in the development of that. So thank you, John. You're very much in our hearts. Well done. And before you go, could you pray for the congregation here? Mm-hmm. In Spanish, so that is that sense of really owning the work.
Okay, we'll
right,
do that. It's good that I speak in Spanish, because otherwise you'll think he doesn't look Mexican, he doesn't sound Mexican, you know. So let's pray. Do you want to stand up and we'll pray? Mm-hmm. Señor, muchas gracias porque tú eres el Señor sobre todas las naciones. Y te adoramos, Dios, reconocemos tu autoridad sobre todas las cosas y tu deseo de ver tu reino crecer en este lugar donde estamos. Y queremos pedir tu bendición, tu favor, tu poder, Dios, el cumplimiento de tus promesas sobre las iglesias en esta región de los Estados Unidos. Dios, haz cosas nuevas, que este movimiento, esta familia de iglesias pueda ser como una ciudad puesta sobre un monte que no se puede esconder. Dios, que las fronteras puedan crecer, Dios. Realmente afirma sus estacas, alarga sus cuerdas, Dios, extiende sus fronteras, Dios, para tu reino, para tu gloria, y que Jesús puede ser famoso en esta parte de los Estados Unidos. Dios, bendícelos, que abre puertas para ellos también en otras partes de esta nación, en otras partes del mundo, Dios. Derrama tu Espíritu Santo, llena sus corazones de fe, Dios, de alegría, de gozo, Dios, de revelación. Levanta líderes en este lugar y multiplica todo lo que tú estás haciendo entre ellos. Te pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father, we want to thank you for John and for Floor. We thank you for these wonderful models of courageous leadership, Lord God, who know their vocation, who keep pioneering, unafraid to go into new places. And Lord, we pray at this time of transition, as they come from Rio back into Guadalajara, that your hand will be mightily upon them. Lord, we pray for an incredible anointing upon this couple as they pioneer again. Bless them and protect them, we pray. And provide for them, Lord, in every area, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Take up your chair.